hog profits may still return with lower feed prices. As a new college graduate, my first job was with one of the major grain companies, and of course they took many market positions. Some of the executives in that company had a phrase that really said a lot, and that is, you know, it's amazing how often we are right about the market, but for entirely wrong reasons. Well, my previous statements that hog production could get back to profitability this spring had been based on an expected spring hog price rally. However, the prospects for that rally really dimmed in February and March with the reality that pork exports were going to be headed downward. Now, the prospects for a return to profitability this spring have brightened once again, but due to an entirely different reason, and that's because of much lower feed prices. The favorable surprise for the animal industry came in the USDA stocks report at the end of March. Inventories of both corn and soybeans, of course, were much higher than was anticipated, and that seemingly indicates that greater supplies of both corn and soybean meal are going to be available for the rest of this marketing year. A dramatic movement downward in feed prices had not been expected until on into mid to late summer. The lower feed prices that we now have sharply reduced the anticipated cost of hogs production for spring and summer. Corn prices have dropped about $1 a bushel and soybean meal prices about 30 bucks a ton. Estimated costs for farrow to finish production had been around $70 per live hundredweight in the first and second quarter this year. Now my estimate for second quarter cost have fallen to about $65.50, that's down from $70, and to around $63 per hundredweight for the third quarter. The outlook in early 2013 was for a return to break even based upon a hog price rally by May to move up to the $70 cost level. And of course, that weakened demand from exports meant that spring rally just simply was not going to be strong enough anymore. Now the outlook has shifted toward cost going down from the 70 down to the mid-60s, and that is the way that we could reach break-even this spring. A return to break-even certainly will be welcome after the drought-driven high feed prices have resulted in losses of an estimated $26 a head in the last three quarters. That's the last two quarters of 2012 and the first quarter of 2013. Live hog prices in the first quarter this year averaged around $62 a hundredweight, and those are expected to rise up to the mid-60s in the second and the third quarters. And if that happens, then second quarter prices should cover all cost of production with these lower costs that we have now with moderate cost of feed. And for the third quarter, we should see a profit of about $8 a head, which certainly would be the first profits for a while. Feed costs would continue to drop with the current outlook in the final quarter of 2013, and that would extend into 2014. And of course, that's based on what we currently see for the futures prices of corn and soybean meal going on into mid-2014. Starting early this fall, the total cost of production would drop under $60 for the first time since 2011, and prospects for a profitable hog industry would remain favorable on through the summer of 2014. Now, the confidence in this more favorable pork outlook currently, I think, is still kind of skating on thin ice. There are concerns over further erosion of pork exports to Japan, that's our largest buyer, and they of course have recently announced a major move by their central bank toward quantitative easing, and that should depress the buying power of their currency, the yen, relative to the dollar. The bottom line is that it's going to make pork more costly to the Japanese consumer coming from the United States, and that could hurt us even more on export demand. The biggest of the worries, though, is going to remain over the feed cost. The current or relatively recent here USDA stocks report certainly seemed to discover more old crop corn and soybeans, but We look back and those reports have swung sharply between bearish and bullish in recent years. There's little assurance that this latest report has the correct magnitude of remaining old crop supplies. If the next stocks report should indicate lower supplies, then we could be back to the races on the upside on feed cost. Of course, weather this summer and the size of the 2013 crop production is the really other and the big uncertainty for feed cost. Current dry soils in the western Corn Belt and out in the Great Plains states are well known. Ending inventories of corn and soybeans are going to be very short, we know that, and if there is another below normal production year in 2013, that could clearly push up new crop prices and maybe push them up substantially. On the other hand, a return to more normal production could still depress new crop prices from where they are currently. And we also know that we have a pretty weak demand structure for corn to be used for ethanol production next year. And there's more competition for U.S. exports, both for corn and soybeans. If U.S. yields should return to near normal, then it's likely that our stocks would build some for corn and soybeans, and that would provide some cushion against the next small crop. If this were to occur, not only would feed prices move lower, but there is a higher probability that they could stay lower and less volatile for maybe several years to come. This clearly would be a favorable business environment for all of the animal industries to move toward expansion. So I think bottom line is feed price uncertainty remains very large. Feed prices by midsummer could be much higher, they could be much lower, or they could be reasonably the same as they are today. But one thing is certain, and that is we will all know a great deal more about 2013 crops 100 days from now. For the University of Illinois and Purdue University, I'm Chris Hurt.